up to 15 people were wounded in an explosion at an army ammunition depot in Bentiu, Unity State, last week, where loud explosions were heard before flames engulfed the store at the SSPDF Division 4 ammunition base. Well, unmissed peacekeepers and personnel from the UN Mine Action Service responded immediately. Now, to tell us more about the latest of their response, including the development in that story, is UNMISS Chief Fran O'Grady and Betty, the National Staff Risk Education, in the studio with me this morning. Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Irene, and thanks so much for having us on the show again.
Right. So what is the latest regarding the damage caused and the status of the people injured?
So late last week, as you mentioned, a large explosion in the Bentiu area, and it was in an SSPDF military barracks, and it was so strong, this blast, that it kicked dangerous items out to a radius of almost 5 kilometres.
Wow.
So, yeah, so not only did it damage the immediate vicinity, where there's about 32 buildings within 100-metre radius that were completely leveled, destroyed, it also kicked or pushed these dangerous items out. Now, as we know, Bentiu suffers from a lot of flooding as well, so a lot of these dangerous items are actually underwater. That's a dangerous thing for the future as we go forward, and they won't be able to be seen until the water recedes. So out of that, unfortunately, at least 18 people have been injured, and that's two girls, one as young as 13 years of age, who suffered a serious injury, three women and 13 men. There are no fatalities reported that we're aware of at the moment. So we've responded to this as UNMISS with Mine Action immediately, and we've put teams on the ground. And what those teams are doing are looking at risk education to make sure there's no further loss of life. And
right.
Betty beside me here takes the lead on organising that. We have clearance teams on the ground to respond to reports, and there have been several, and there will be more going forward, of these dangerous items. So we're getting rid of those safely within communities as we go as well. And all the engagement that goes with that. But as of this morning, we have teams on the ground delivering these activities, coordinating with all the various national authorities in moving forward.
Right. Yes, Betty. Tell us, what have you been doing in regards to risk education?
In this education, I coordinate these activities across the country with our partners and our IEPs to ensure that the safe messages are delivered as expected. And I do also monitoring of these activities. Yep.
So do you engage with the community when it comes to these things?
Yes, we have community liaison teams. They conduct community liaison as well as the risk education activities. So before the risk education activities commence, they do the liaison with the community members, engagement, and then the risk education lessons will follow.
Right, thank you. Fran, what have been some of your interventions so far?
The first thing was to get physically people on the ground to tell people to stop, don't touch, this area is dangerous. The next thing was to liaise with the national authorities on the ground, who've been extremely cooperative, the SSPDF, and we're working with them on a daily basis. We have been given access to the main site, and they've requested that we clear that. So we have people going to the location of the blast and going through bit by bit of clearance of these dangerous items to make sure it's safe.
Right.
As of this morning, Irene, there's 8% of the area around the immediate vicinity of the barracks done. But as I said, we're going to be dealing with for some time responses to individual requests for support within that 5 kilometre radius.
Right, right. Now, Betty,
yes.
Children usually account for the most victims when it comes to this. What plans do you have in, you know, educating parents and children?
Thank you very much. In such unplanned explosion, normally the population suffers.
Yeah.
They are affected, children, even adults. So with that, we will say, to mitigate this, as Fran has said, we have teams on the ground to liaise with the community so that they can approach the communities that are affected. And then safe messages are passed to the affected communities so that they can keep safe like he said, don't touch, don't move.
Right.
And then you report.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the reporting authorities on the ground also, they have to cooperate with us. If any message is passed to them, they have to pass to the nearest mine action organization.
Okay. Fran, as of last week, the cause of the fire was not yet established. Has it been established? What is the latest regarding the investigations in the case?
Yeah, the investigations are still going on. We are not in a position to confirm the exact cause of it. Very often it's not possible to identify the cause of it. We're focusing on making the area safe for everybody. That's really our focus. And if I put this in context, if I may, Irene, in the last 9 months, this is the third large military ammunition depot explosion. There was one in Raja in Western Bahr Ghazal, and there was one in Tarat as well. And the figures I've given for the those injured here in this is 18, but 15 of those were civilians. And there's the human cost of this. We look at numbers, numbers are just numbers, but if people lose limbs, that's the real cost out of this. There's a human side to this that we should never forget. And it should drive us to advocate for the safe storage. And this isn't a South Sudan problem. This is a global problem.
Right.
This is an issue. These items need to be managed and stored and accounted for in a safe manner.
Right. And gathering from reports from the people who called in on the day after this explosion, they were actually worried that the depot is within the community. Have you had a chance to advise the SSPDF to at least take it away from where people are centred?
I mean, we have higher level sort of engagements with the national authorities in hand in hand with the National Mine Action Authority through UNMIS. Senior leadership to the the Ministry of Interior and Ministry of Defence and so on. This is an ongoing discussion. Yes, we do raise the safe storage of it. Yes, we do offer as a mission technical advice where needed on issues of weapons and ammunition storage. But it isn't unusual in countries sometimes to have these centrally located. It doesn't mean that it's the safe though. Mm-hmm. And right now there's a lot of things that need attention that are not safe.
Right.
So, yeah, it is an ongoing discussion and it is something that, needs to be addressed.
Right. Now, Betty, in cases like this, how important are community-based responses to emergencies?
Community-based emergencies are important because we reduce the risk of people being injured in such case of explosion. If we don't respond as soon as possible, that means the risk will increase and many people will be injured or even leading to death. So, responding so fast and engaging the community is very important because we reduce the risk of being injured and being killed.
Right. So who can people contact in cases of emergencies?
In case of emergency in the community, we contact the local chiefs, even at the Boma level, Payam levels. We coordinate with them. And then the police and other local authorities on the ground.
Right. Fran and Betty, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us. Fran, what is the importance of proper storage of weaponry?
Protection of civilians is the main one I'm going to focus here. And what we want to do is continue to advocate for the safe storage of it. And UNMIS is a mission, and UNMAS is a component of that mission, stands ready to support and technically advise on that. But what I really appreciate is what we're doing right now, Irene, us talking to each other, gets a message out to people of the dangers, and that if something happens, don't touch and report to somebody in your community who can deal with it. Because with risk education, and just to finish maybe on this, the work that Betty does here every day in communities across the country, we can say 18 people injured here, but we can't quantify how many lives have been saved by risk education.
Thank you so much, Betty. What's your message?
My message to the people is that, especially the people around that where the explosion happened, if in case they come across, encounter any unexploded ordnance, any unknown item, they should report to the local authority or else call our hotline number, which is 0922-000-1055. I repeat, 0922-000-1055.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time, Fran and Betty.